joining the conversation this morning, it's Angela Bennett. She is the regional director of the Canadian Jamaica's Tourist Board. She is joining us from Toronto. Good morning, Angela Bennett. Thank you for giving us some time.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning, Angela.
Good to be talking to you.
Good to have you join the show. You arrived back, I understand, from Montego Bay yesterday.
I took the last flight out on Sunday night. It landed me in Montreal, and then I headed down to Toronto yesterday. So, yeah, I just realized I'm most effective when I have connectivity. So I decided to come back to Canada to monitor the storm.
Okay, so this is Hurricane Melissa. It's at a Category 5. We were just talking to our staff meteorologist, Kevin Williams, and his words were, it will be a monster storm. And I know you're working closely with Jamaican government and your contacts in Jamaica. What's the latest now you're getting from the island?
So the latest I've gotten about 2 hours ago, because we're waiting for a further hourly update, the storm has, well, it will hit landfall at 12 noon today. However, we are getting the outer bands and hurricane storm winds of 175 miles per hour. This is entering the northwest side. So anything, all our areas of Hanover, Westmoreland, Montego Bay, Treasure Beach, all those areas will probably see the strongest hit. And, you know, we're assuring everybody to stay safe, stay in the shelter or the safest place they are. For our visitors on island, we have activated our Tourism Emergency Operations Center. It's called TEOC, which centers all the communication. It's a communication hub for all the activities within our sector as it relates to the hurricane. So we are in touch with all the stakeholders, the hotels, the transportation system, the medical services, to make sure that we give our guests the best support possible. And of course, you have the ODPEM, which is the Disaster Preparedness Emergency Management on island, to take care of the entire island.
Our guest is Angela Bennett. She's the regional director of the Canada-Jamaica Tourist Board. Angela, when you mentioned those communities, Westmoreland, Montego Bay, a lot of Canadians travel to Jamaica, millions over the course of a year. Many in this area have strong Caribbean roots. We're very familiar with those communities you're mentioning, and a lot of us have friends, and we just know the hotels that we visit, all the fun stuff that the island offers. You can see how the concern for many here are for the Jamaicans.
Yes, it's really going to be a tough time. The most important is the recovery stage, which, you know, Jamaica is one of the most resilient people and island when it comes to recovering, and we will all count on our friends like Sean and Miriam to spread the good word once we get the recovery process on hand. Right now, there are about 25,000 visitors on island, 15% of which are Canadians, we project, that data that we could collect. And, you know, part of the collaborative response, the hotels on island are offering distress rates to any visitor that may need to extend beyond the course of the hurricane. Of course, the airports are out and will reopen as quickly as they can after the storm. So if, you know, depending on how many flights that they're sending to Jamaica, people may need to stay a little bit longer. But we also have shelters in Montego Bay, in Negril area, in Oturios. For example, the Montego Bay Convention Center, which is 5 minutes from the airport, has a fully run shelter operation with beds, food for our guests. And, you know, they can take shelter there, including also the James Hunter Conference Center in Negril is also supporting our guests. So we're doing everything possible to ensure their safety and as comfortable as possible as we go through this historic hurricane. We've never had a category
five. Yes, Angela. Yeah, I was going to say as well. So you mentioned the recovery, and it is crucial with Hurricane Melissa because not only is there a storm, they're expecting rain, flash flooding, and even landslides to hit Jamaica, yes, according to reports this morning. And recovery will be crucial, right, in keeping residents and tourists alike safe.
Correct, correct. And those efforts are just waiting to be activated once this storm passes. You know, we are very concerned for the destination, certainly, because in the category of storm, 5 is the highest category. It doesn't matter how much it grows in size or intensity. It doesn't go higher than 5. And this is a historic storm bearing down on Jamaica.
Angela, it's a Category 5, lots of wind, severe flooding, lots of rain on the way, evacuations, mm-hmm, power outages, that's to be expected. Now, have you lived through a hurricane, and could you share your experience?
Yes, I have. You know, under my younger years, when I was in high school, I experienced Hurricane Gilbert. I was in final year, and this was quite a frightening experience for me. I still remember it like it was yesterday, and the dorm mistress ordering all us to reinforce the windows because the water pressure was just coming through. In my adult life as a hotelier, I've lived through Ivan and a couple of others, and being part of the hotel operation in Negril, this was a mammoth of a task in just handling the people, ensuring that food supply, water supply goes to their room. And, you know, this you learn something new every time you experience a hurricane in Jamaica, because it comes from different angles, performs differently, and it's just going into it knowing that, you know, we do the best we can.
Thanks for your time this morning, Angela Bennett. She is the Regional Director, Canada-Jamaica Tourist Board. And we continue to hope for the best for those in Jamaica, because lots of the folks in our area, I know, have family there. So we're thinking of them. Thank you, Angela. I appreciate it.
Thank you.